Snap them.
Or you just say if you got a bunch of them, you have to sit there and
snap them.
Snap them, or if you have to
string them. I call them string.
Kind of string them. Mm-hmm. Does that mean shell?
Oh, you're talking about shelling peas.
Yeah.
No, you don't shell beans.
Butter beans.
Yeah, you'd shell butter beans.
Yeah.
But and you shell peas, but you string beans or snap beans.
I always liked to snap them. That was.
Yeah, you have to string them first and then snap them. Some people call them snap beans.
What about if you were cut the tops off a lot of turnips and cooked them that way? You say you're cooking a mess of
greens.
Ever heard that called anything else?
Maybe, I don't know. What?
Have you ever heard people talk about turnip salad?
I heard them say poke salad.
Poke salad. No.
But that's wild. Poke is a definite varmint. I don't know that I've had, and I think you spell that salad, S-A-L-A-T.
Yeah, right. Or maybe
S-A-L-L-I-T. S-A-L-L-I-T, I don't know what it is. But anyway, that's no, I never have a...
Well, if you were going to send me to the store to buy some lettuce, you'd probably tell me to go get
3 heads of lettuce.
Have you ever heard of a person refer to his children, say he had so many head of children?
No, but I've heard him say head of cattle.
What about, just say, if a man had 7 boys and 7 girls, referring to the number there, you'd say he just had a whole...
Mess of kids.
You heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other way of...
Or a bunch of kids.
Do people around here say anything like, well, so-and-so's just got a whole passel of kids?
What passel? Most of the time, they may say a mess or a mess of kids. I don't know why I think of that, but they really have a bunch.
Listen, what about, the outside cover?